The Census Bureau is in the midst of what it calls a digital transformation. It operates one of the biggest but also most complex websites in the federal government. It hopes to improve the user experience and try to make its data easier to find. Bureau officials awarded that job to Accenture. Ed Meehan is Senior Managing Director of U.S. Safety and Citizens Portfolio at Accenture. He joins me now with more on the task at hand. Ed, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me. This is great to be here.
All right. So tell us about the digital transformation program in general and where Accenture is fitting into this whole project.
Sure. So for the first time, the entire U.S. Census website, all the data contained on like a million pages of one of the world's government's largest, most complex websites, is on a road now towards being available for everyone to use anywhere, anytime, on any device, be that a laptop, a desktop, a tablet, mobile, etc. And so Accenture Federal Services has been awarded this contract by the U.S. Census Bureau to support the agency's five-year digital transformation program. And this program is all about growing the website audience, increasing awareness of census statistics, and really, ultimately, this digital transformation program will change the way the Census Bureau interacts with its customers and users and the wealth of all the data that it collects. And so, as Census Bureau's digital transformation partner, Accenture is able to bring innovative thinking, technology professionals to help the Bureau take advantage of today's expectations around customer experience, service design, digital operations.
Now, you mentioned there's about a million pages of data associated with this website. There's probably half a million different formats for the data. And so how do you, what it sounds like a big technical challenge is getting them all into a manner in which they can be accessed in the first place.
Great. You know, it's wild to think about the amount of data. So I mentioned it's certainly one of the more complicated websites. There's a million pages of data and about 46 million annual visits. And so I like to think of it visually, like imagine a football field full of paper, you know, piled 20 stories high. And now you're trying to be able to have a single click on a smartphone or whatever device you're looking at to explore that information. So it's really more than even a website. It's like a digital front door to citizen services. And so, with that as kind of the backdrop, you know, there's all of this information needs to be transformed and migrated, like you said, all these different formats and whatnot, into a new content management system. And there's a bunch of different elements that sit behind that.
Now, a lot of organizations switching to a new content management system have found that takes twice as long in time and twice as much money as they originally thought it would. So how are you going to do this?
Exactly. So what's great is that we've been doing some work with the Census over the last 3 years, and we have been working with them to develop an initial web transformation roadmap, and we've been replatforming the website into a new platform that's live today, using modern web technologies. So if you think about this 5-year roadmap that Census has laid out now, there's sort of momentum behind that. There's incremental capabilities have already been put out there that take advantage of digital tools and capabilities. So really what this contract does is it builds upon that, and it does it continuing that incremental deployment. It's going to do things like expand the different capabilities to support the ways to access the data. I think importantly, it puts an analytics platform in there so the Census Bureau will get additional insight to things like customer feedback, how people are using the websites, what their content interest is, and the like, and then continue to build on things like search functions, which we've already put in something called Smart Search, which is running today. And, that provides ready access to the most popular answers to questions, including graphical formats and things like that. So this is something that builds upon things that are working today, and it continues to do that over a 5-year digital roadmap.
We're speaking with Ed Meehan. He's Senior Managing Director for U.S. Safety and Citizen Services Portfolio at Accenture. And getting to that search question, I mean, it would seem that you need almost a natural language type of search interface. For example, if I wanted to say, what was the Hispanic population of Chicago in 1975 and what is it in 2015, for example? that answer is somewhere in census, but it's very hard to find right now.
Right. So, coming back to what do those modern web search functions look like, and I think a lot of people are used to things that have a Google-like experience. And that's what's expected when you're looking for data anywhere, and certainly within the census content. And so all of that stuff will be supported in a manner like that. And really, this data goes beyond just the simple census data that you might be most familiar with. There's tons of different surveys that sit behind all of this as well. You've got beyond the decennial census, the every 10-year surveys, you've got American Community Surveys and Economic Census. So displaying this information, making it searchable and accessible in that way, that's certainly one of the Bureau's biggest challenges, and that's exactly where this program is targeted.
And I imagine with some of the paper records that are now in PDF form, because I have I have Census Bureau's figures from family members going back to the 1940s, the most recent one they released. Can those be digitized such that it could almost become a genealogical search if someone wanted to look at it from that angle?
Exactly. Neil, we didn't talk much about this yet, but you mentioned genealogical search, right? The types of users of this information is very, very broad, right? It's everything: journalists, educators, students, economists, academics, researchers. Certainly within that, you've even got a special case that I know within my extended family and probably yours, genealogy is certainly one of those users that would value and certainly benefit from improved navigation and an engaging experience to better explore that same content. So I think you're exactly right with that.
And we couldn't talk about citizen involvement and user experience and so forth without talking about two things, and they're not cliches, they really matter here. One is mobility and mobile access, and the other is cloud.
Exactly. And so, and that's where I really think the Census Bureau is very forward-thinking with this. And they are incorporating all of those types of technologies and forward-looking platforms so that this is something that's enduring and supports those stakeholders. And really, the way they're doing this in terms of building on work that's been done in the past to increase the access and use of the website using exactly these types of next-generation digital platform enablers, that's going to create that customer-centric data platform that provides that single view for census and all the search functions we've been talking about today.
I mean, if you have all of this information easily accessible by a mobile device, that really imposes a lot more discipline, correct? In the way that the information and the search of it is structured and presented.
Well, I think this really goes beyond a website of search to really creating insight. And so I mentioned a little bit about how data analytics sits behind this digital roadmap, and that's going to enable a lot of smart decisions behind the scenes to help improve that customer service. So, it really is about communications, and it's about communicating in the way that the user wants to be communicated with. And so all of those different platforms and bringing all that stuff together for the citizen, for the user, that really is the challenge. And that's where we've been focused, and that's where this roadmap will take the Bureau.
All right. And briefly, what is the timeline for completion of all of this?
Right. So we have a 5-year contract, and that is just been started this past year. And what's great about it is it really is putting the census on the roadmap for the first completely digital census down the road. And so over the course of 5 years, we'll continue to work with the Census Bureau to implement functionality, take advantage of things that are coming online during that time, and incrementally roll that stuff out and have that experience continue to build upon itself.
Ed Meehan is Senior Managing Director of U.S. Safety and Citizens Portfolio at Accenture. Thanks so much for joining me.
Great. Thanks, Tom.